Hey guys, we are back with a new episode of the MLB UK Community Podcast, a podcast to be named later, PTBNL, and it's a prediction special. It is me, Dave Shaw at UK Phillies. I am joined by Tracy Wilkes from UK Mets Online. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing, Dave?
Very well, very well. Good to be back, good to be podcasting again. It's been a bit of a while for me. Tracy, yeah. I heard your Marley podcast did last week, really good stuff. Really insightful as well.
You enjoyed it then?
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. Really insightful. Also, I am joined by Jack from at UK Yankees fan. Jack, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad, Dave. Not bad. Glad to be talking about baseball again. It's always a good thing to be doing.
Exactly. It's taken us till early July, but finally we are back talking baseball and we're going to get some fun predictions. I'm also joined by Pete Pratt from the Marlins UK guys. Pete, how are you, mate?
Awesome, Dave. Awesome. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to hearing some wild predictions from you, no doubt about it.
Ooh. Steaming.
Okay.
And George, UK Astros, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good thanks. Having a bit of problems with my phone, but considering the much bigger problems in the world today, that's very much a first world problem. Otherwise, can't complain.
That's a random first world problem to bring up on this podcast. Okay. And and Tom from the UK Rockies. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing good. I know you guys are as well, as you've already said. I'd ignore my video at the moment. I'm not quite sure what that's
a bit out of
doing,
his way out of sync, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we're all doing well and looking forward to making some predictions.
Yes, it is the prediction special. We've got the box down, the ones, your MVPs, your most home runs, divisional winners, World Series, Cy Young. You've got your basics, and we've also got the biggest upset surprises, the wild ones, and of course, what you guys have been sending us on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. So it should be a fun one tonight. It's great to be talking baseball again. 60-game sprint. Just quickly on that, guys. This is going to be, we're going to get some wild predictions, no doubt. This could be a wild season. George, your thoughts on the season starting back up at the end of July in just a couple of weeks' time now?
Well, it's crazy, isn't it? I think everyone from this standing start going into a 60-game sprint rightly feels like they have a great chance. And, you know, why not have that optimism to go in and see if you can shock the world in such a short space of time compared to normal? I think it's good. I think as a novelty one-off, yeah, I think we should all embrace that, just like we were having Marley Rivera say last week. Definitely, let's go for it.
Oh, I thought you could do the hashtag there. I know you were dying to then, George. Go on.
Well, embrace the chaos.
Embrace the chaos. I could see it edged all over your face. I thought you were dying to get that one out.
Love that one.
Pete and Tom, first of all, you, Pete, as two fans of teams who could be underdogs this year with a chance. You guys must fancy this. Pete, the Marlins, I've been seeing you tweeting, why not us? Could this be the Marlins in the postseason this year?
Who knows? I mean, why not us? I guess the reality is we're going to be at the end of July and tied for first in the division. So we have a chance. We have pitching. We've got some new offensive weapons. Why not us? Why not? We'll see. It's a 60-game sprint and anything can happen in 60 games. No doubt about that. So we'll see.
That's what I love about this already. Every fan from every team is just... Everyone's got a shot. Everyone's confident. Everyone's quietly optimistic their team can do it. Tom, for you as well, Rockies, they could benefit from the 60-game season because you're going to have the best of Coors Field in the summer months.
Yeah, and the Rockies, they're a very streaky team. Last season, I think after 60 games, we were probably right in there in about second place behind the Dodgers. And then obviously, you can look back to even 2007 for the streaks that this franchise can go on. So... yeah, 162 game season, I don't think would have been near this year. But, you know, with that, with the offense we've got, if the pitching can figure it out for, you know, they don't have to put as many innings together. So over 60 games, you think we've got a much better chance than normal.
Yeah, and if Trevor Story can hit one of his streaks like a couple of years ago, that could be massive in a 60-game season. Talking of home runs, let's get into it, shall we, guys? Most home runs and how many? Let's start with you, Tracy. Let's do this. Is this going to be Mets? Is this going to be a predictable one?
It's going to be a certain Met. It's going to be Pete Alonso with 22 plus.
22? No, come on. We need, no plus. No plus. We want it. Come on.
22 then.
22, bang on. Pete Alonso. Any particular reason why you fancy, well, apart from obviously last year, but you think Pete Alonso can do it again now everyone knows what he's about this year?
I think he can. They saw him all of last season and they couldn't catch up with him. So I think he's got a good chance still.
Well, as long as it's not against us. Jack, Yankees. Is this going to be predictable?
Well, yes, probably. Well, it's not in the sense it's going to be. I think Stanton. If anyone is sort of primed for a 60-game sort of sprint, it's Giancarlo Stanton. He averages who the last couple of seasons. Well, that's what he's probably averaging out in his Yankees career, about 60, 70 games a season. So I'd go 28 home runs for
28 home runs. Woo, like it. Like a Wild's prediction already. If you can stay fit, why not?
Exactly.
George, is this going to be predictable? Astro one, or are you going a bit more?
Are you talking about National League or American League or overall?
Oh, George.
It's all right. If you want overall, that's all right. Overall, I'll go with, I think he's fit now, Yelich. I'll go 24.
Oh, Christian Yelich. Like it. National League. What about AL if you had to go AL?
Yeah, AL, well, I'm going to be biased. And to be fair, I think he's actually got COVID-19, but I was going to say Jordan Alvarez with 21, but it could be optimistic, but we'll see.
All right. Pete, what you got there with Marlins? Now this shouldn't be a Marlin, should it? You reckon
Homer away. I'm going away and you will not guess who I'm going to say. No way you'll guess this person. I'm going to go for a red Nick Castellanos.
Wow.
Oh, how about interesting.
That? With, and here's the number, 18-1-8.
Really?
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Here's my thinking.
I like
Go
it.
On.
Weak central. Mm-hmm. And I actually think the I'd hit the under on the home runs, like all the mixing and matching of pitching that's going to go on. I'm going to go under on the home runs. I'm going to go with the weak central division and pick someone out of there. Nick Castellanos. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
That's what I'm talking about, Pete. That's what I'm talking about. Tom, can you follow up, or is it going to be you're going to stick home with a Rocky?
Well, I mean, Coors Field in the middle of the summer for 30 games. I think you'd be stupid not to go for a Rocky, wouldn't you? So let's go Nolan Arenado, the best third baseman in baseball, probably of all time. But we'll leave that argument for another day, and we'll say he's going to get 21 home runs.
That's a good one for the podcast. Right, Leonardo. Right, yeah, I like that pick. Mine is a big surprise. You're gonna get this one, right, guys? Bryce Harper. Nah. No, I think Bryce is gonna be walked too many times. I've actually got Arenado. I've got Trevor Story, but my main pick was Suarez from the Reds. For pretty much the same reasons what Pete was saying. Weak central. I think he's going to, again, crucify some of those pitchers, especially when they're facing the AL teams. And he's in hot form from last year. I'm with Pete. I think it's going to be an AL central team that's going to have it. I'm going a bit higher. I'm going 24. I think Suarez could start hot. It's a bit hard to say before the schedule comes out, which is due to actually tomorrow as we're recording on a Sunday. I'm going Suarez. I'm going 24. Yeah, we'll go with that. Pete, we're on the same wavelength. I like that. What should we do next? Cy Young?
Yeah, let's do Cy Young.
Cy Young?
Why not?
Right, Tracy. Here we go. Is it going to be predictable? Are you going home or are you going away?
I'm going home for the NL, obviously. I'm going for Jacob deGrom, third year running.
I had that written down, that Tracy would go for deGrom. I knew it. What about AL?
Verlander.
Me.
Yeah, that's about with my AL pick. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Mostly because I don't want it to be a Yankee, but yeah.
Jack, what are you saying?
Well, it's I want to say Cole, but I know I'm going to get slated for it for the AL. Well, he's Cole for the AL, and I'm going to go for the NL. I'm going to go Kershaw. I think he could have a really good, sort of a 60 game season.
I'm not sure about Kershaw this year. Interesting one. Interesting one. George, should we just say Verlander now?
No, you'd be surprised. I'm going to say Gerrit Cole. I'm going to say Gerrit Cole.
Okay.
For the AL. For the NL, I've gone for something a little bit different. Walker Buehler. I'm going to see if he's going to have a big season for the Dodgers. So,
Good shout.
Right. Quick. Google. Pete, this is you going home or away for this one?
Interesting question. Home but away, and I'll explain it.
It's a Florida pitcher then.
Well, there's a connection to the Marlins with both of my Cy Young.
Oh,
yeah.
I love the thought into this, Pete. I love the thought you put into this.
Yeah, of course. The NL. And you'll see there's a theme appearing here, and we'll get to this later. The NL, I'm taking Luis Castillo. Again, weak central. The dude is awesome and has been traded by the Marlins. And, becomes an awesome... Most people become awesome pitchers after they're traded, or they were. This one is very, very left field. The AL, Nick Anderson. And you're probably thinking, what? If there's one team that will mix and match. Nick Anderson will probably be pitching every day. He'll be pitching every day, which means he'll be racking up wins, saves, holds, strikeouts will come in bunches. Nick Anderson for me, for the AL Cy Young. Book him.
Okay.
Well, I think I was going to ask you guys, but rough ERAs for these guys as well.
Oh, God.
Oh. But what do you reckon as a whole? We're going to see him below 0.3 or above? Three and above, George.
I'm gonna say,
I think I'll be below three. I'll be
2.5, 2.5.
I think that's reasonable. Yeah, I think if someone like Cole has a season like he had for us last year, yeah, absolutely. I think he'll definitely go below that, but not definitely, but I think he'd be around that 2.5. I mean, yeah,
but East is the toughest division, you know, AL because they're gonna face all the NL East teams as well, which.
It is, but he's quality, so yeah.
Tom, Rockies. Now, I imagine it's not going to be any of your pitchers, no offence.
Well, you say that, but can we remember that just 2 years ago that the Rockies did have a third place Cy Young pitcher in Kyle Freeland? So that's not so. It'll probably be one of the Dodgers pitchers, but I can't bring myself to pick that. So for the NL, I will stay home. And I'm going to say that a short season, again, favours the Rockies pitchers. So I'm going to say that Germán Márquez gets hot and he wraps it up in the NL. And then for the AL, let's go Gerrit Cole there as well.
Gerrit Cole is racking up. I think Nick's just joined us from the LA Angels. Nick, are you there, mate?
I am indeed.
Hey. Hey.
Better late than never, buddy. We're going straight in with the predictions. We've just done the home runs and the how many home runs. What did you have for that one, mate?
Mike Trout.
Oh yeah, that was pretty. Yeah, should have saw that one coming.
How many? I've done very little preparation for this, so it's going to be Mike Trout a lot this evening.
pitching?
possibly. I reckon he could do it.
How many homers?
So, how many runs do you think he's going to get?
Oh, I'm going to go with 23.
20, yeah, it's about the same, roughly, but we've all got pretty much the same, haven't we, for all the players you've picked. And we were just on to the next one, which is a Cy Young for the NL and AL. What do you reckon for that one, mate?
Yeah, I'll go Gerrit Cole for the AL. NL. Tough one. I actually don't know. Too close to kill this
one.
I don't really like
very little research done, yeah.
Let's go Aaron Nola.
Oh!
Just for you, Dave.
Nick, that's appreciated. Cause,
so, Dave, what are your picks?
I've gone Nick Pivetta. No, I haven't. I've gone Verlander for AL.
Hey.
Let's go on to the MVP, the overall MVP. First of all, Do we think it's going to be, I'm going to ask you if it's a pitcher or a hitter, because it could be interesting this year.
Yeah.
So I'll start again with you, Tracy. Pitcher or offensive player?
MVP all hitters for me. Because, I'm going to go for the obvious one for me anyway, Alonso. And then also in the mix, Betts and Yelich.
Mookie Betts, really? Interesting one. Yelich, yeah. Yeah, I like that
one. Yeah. And for the AL, I've got Trout and Altuve.
Oh, we are keeping it we're keeping it sweet with all our guests, aren't we?
Well, you know, gotta keep on the good side.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. Jack, what are you saying?
Well, for my AL, I'm not going to go. Obviously, me and Nick have this ongoing sort of argument whether it should be known as the Mike Trout Award or whether it should be most valuable player, because can you be valuable if you don't make the playoffs? In my opinion, no. But
yes.
Now children. So,
he's got a point. He's just got a point.
So I'd be a bit of a hypocrite if I said Stanton hits 28 homers and doesn't win the MVP. In my opinion.
Yeah, I think also, based on a high average and homers this year. Yeah.
So also, but also I'm saying it could be the year a pitcher wins an MVP. So you look at the likes of Verlander, Cole, those type of players for the AL. But I think for the NL, I'm going Soto. I think Soto could have a back up his season.
Do you think Nats are going to make the postseason then?
They struggled yes.
I don't think
that. I think they could. Yeah, I think they're going to might surprise a few people again. Because obviously it is, as you say, it is a tough. The East, both AL and Central, AL and NL are going to be tough to win. But I think Soto, and I'm gonna go for Stanton. Screw it.
There it is, George.
No surprises in the AL. We're going to go for Mike Trout. I think he'll be fine as long as he's playing. In the NL, I'm going to go for Cody Bellinger.
Do you think Angels are going to make the postseason?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't understand how the extended postseason format works yet in terms of the way these additional teams qualify. I don't know if anyone can just briefly clarify that, because it depends on that.
I don't think anybody does.
Blank faces everywhere. I don't think any of us.
Did they even agree on that? I thought they were talking about it, and then because the players didn't accept what the owners said, they basically just said normal postseason.
Oh, because in that case, no,
I thought it was normal postseason.
Yeah, it was offered. It was offered to the players, extended. But they turned that down. Well, they turned down everything, didn't they, obviously?
Yeah.
But again, into too much detail, they turned it down. So now it's literally just normal season.
The three
winners and then the two wildcards.
If it's normal, I don't think the Angels will. But if it's extended, then I definitely think they would. I don't think that will have an effect on him winning MVP, though, because it's not judged on your postseason. So, yeah.
Pete.
Yeah, and NL. I think he's already been mentioned. The NL is tough. You got to rule out anyone in the East just because it's so competitive. It's going to be just.
Are we going Central again, Pete?
I'm not going Central. I'm going to stick. I think the Dodgers are just the standout team in the West, and so I think Mookie Betts, point to prove. You know, straight in, hit the ground running.
Yep.
See what happens. I'm for the AL. I am going for an Angel, and you guys have touched upon it. You go in pitcher, you go in hitter. Well, it doesn't matter. Go Ohtani.
Love that, Pete. Absolutely love that.
Big shot.
He will be.
It's showtime.
Yeah.
Has Nick paid you lot off or something tonight? Is he? Because this is too much.
This is by far the most positive Angel preview I've ever heard. So I'm taking it. Absolutely taking it.
Tom, how can you follow that up?
Well, I think it's about time the best third baseman of all time got an MVP in his trophy cabinet, isn't it? So let's go Nolan Arenado for the NL. And then AL, let's keep the Rockies connection. I think he might actually have coronavirus at the moment, but hopefully he'll be back. So let's go DJ LeMahieu.
Great show.
The most underrated players in the game. So let's go for him as well.
And with these inflated averages we're going to get, he could be 600 odd, isn't he? He's so good at hitting for bases. Just dropped my notes. Very professional. Nick, Trout, Otani.
I'll probably have to go with Trout. Well, I was going to say Dylan Bundy actually, but if it's not Bundy having a real breakthrough year, then I'll probably go for Trout. Yeah, Otani's a great shout though. I mean, if he's healthy on the mound, and it depends. I mean, in 60 games though, it doesn't really help him. I feel like you have more of a chance with Otani over a long season because he can actually showcase both of what he does at a high level. Over 60 games, may not have the opportunity. So I think Trout definitely. For the NL, I actually was thinking Arenado. Was going to say him, but I'm going to go with a Bryce, baby.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
Nick. I'm really sucking up to Dave here, aren't I?
Well, you wait for who I've got.
I don't know what I'm after yet. I'll see what is on offer.
I am not going to disagree with Bryce, baby. MVP, AL, I'll show you on the screen. You can't see it. I had Otani as well. Although you can't see it. It's not coming up. I had Otani as well for Angels.
Love that.
You can't. Stupid camera settings. You can't see it. But Otani's on the notepad. Oh, that's so weird. I the camera's not helped me out here, but I am waving my notepad with Otani on it. And for some reason, it's not coming up on camera. But Otani, yes.
It's like a picture,
I think he is going to showcase. I think he's going to flash the bat, and he's going to be brilliant on the mound, fully fit. A little bit quiet. Everyone seems a little bit quiet on Otani after the year he had last year, but I think he's got a fair old shout. NL, I've got two players. I've got Bryce. I think Bryce is going to kill it in 60 games and in the postseason. I've gone for Cody Bellinger as well. I think the Dodgers. I think Bellinger is going to lead the Dodgers all the way. I think. Otani, Harper, Bellinger. Let's go on to the divisional winners. So I'll ask you guys for just all your divisional winners at once instead of going through each division because we'll be here all night. So Tracy, NL East, NL Central, NL West, AL Central, East and West. Who have you got? And your wild cards. Who have you got?
Braves, Brewers, Dodgers.
Disappointing.
Yankees, Twins, Astros.
Oh, Twins. Yeah. But apart, yeah. So you're not predicting any major surprises then for the pennants?
Not really.
And wild cards?
Oh, I don't bloody know. Yeah, that. I've not done that much research. Sorry, lads.
Do you want us to come back to you on the wild cards?
Yeah, I'll have a think.
Have a think. Jack.
Right, so you got the AL side first. I'm going East with the Yankees, Central with the White Sox, and the West with the Cheaters. I've gone East, the Braves. I've gone Central, Cubs, and the West, the Dodgers.
Interesting. So White Sox, the standouts there, Jack.
Yeah, I've been giving the White Sox a bit of hard time on Twitter, but
we've noticed
they have made some solid signs in Encarnacion, Keuchel, and all that. So it's I think it's probably one of the weakest divisions in baseball. I don't think the Indians are all that. The Twins are, well, they're the Twins, aren't they? So, so I think they could spring an upset and nick it in a 60-game season.
Yeah, I think the shortened season helps the White Sox, actually. Yeah. Otherwise, I think the longer, plus the schedule of, well, actually, the NL Central could be, although it's the weaker division, it's still going to be tough. But I think the White Sox are going to benefit from that when you're right. George, what are you going for?
Start with the American League. We'll go in the West, unsurprisingly, going to go with the Astros. Central, I'll go with Twins. And East, we'll go with the ALCS runners-up from last year, the Yankees. the wild card, I'll go for the Rays. I think we'll do my Dark Horse team. In the NL, I think we'll go with the... In the West, we'll go with the 2017 and 2018 World Series runners-up, the Dodgers. We'll go in the Central with the Cardinals, and in the East, I'm going to go with the Braves and a wild card. Dave, you like this, the Phillies?
I don't like it because I think we're going to win it.
Mate, take it or leave it.
I'll take it. Take it now. I'll take it. Lovely stuff. Pete, who have you got?
Yeah, so the AL East, I'm taking the Rays to nick it over the Yankees. No team is more flexible and versatile than the Rays, and I think they'll make the 60 their own. The Yankees will be close, but who we got? AL Central Twins by some distance I've got. Actually, I think they're actually going to smash the life out of that one. And the West, Astros equally easily cruising. For the NL side, the West, again, the Dodgers in the same boat, just cruising away there. The NL Central probably won't be surprised that based on the earlier predictions. I'm taking the Reds for that one. For me, and the next couple is purely based on pitching. I think we're in a postseason type environment already. Mm. I think pitching shows. So for me, I like the Reds rotation. I like the small ballpark. And for the NL East,
come on. Come on, Pete.
Come on.
You need to. You can't just throw names out. You need to put some method. The NL East, though. I'm taking the Mets to beat out the Nats and the Braves to be no higher than fourth.
Ooh. Why?
Just we're in postseason mode. They're choke artists. Their rotation's bang average. Fred Freeman.
They don't eat roast dinners.
I mean, there's so much not to like about the Braves right now. So.
Well, yeah.
Wow. I was going to ask for your wild predictions later on, but you've jumped the gun on that one. What about the wild card?
Wild card was Nats, yeah.
Oh, right. Thanks, Pete. Tom, what you got for the? What you got? Rockies in there?
Let's go AL. I've got AL up first here, so we'll go Yankees, Twins, and Astros in the. In the AL, I'll give you that. Then NL, I did consider the Marlins because the other teams could struggle playing with no fans there.
backhanded compliment.
But
wow.
But we'll go. I'll go for the Phillies. The Phillies can pull that one out. And then Central, I think the Reds, and then the NL West. Won't be a cruise like everyone else says, but the Dodgers will just about nick that one, and then the Rockies can get a wild card spot.
Like it. I've got Rockies as a wild card. Like that one. Nick, for the Angels, what have you got, mate? Angels going to make it?
Absolutely not. we'll go for the NL. I'll start the NL. I'm going to go the Nats. Nats winning the East. I'm going to go for the Brew Crew in the Central. And obviously the Dodgers in the West, because I don't think we can really say anything else there. Yankees in the East in the AL. Central, probably the Twins. And I'm going to take the Athletics to win the West. And then
yes. is that a spike? That's for George's reaction. Right,
I was about to say, but then the Astros win the wild card. So wild card in the National League. It could be anyone's, but I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Interesting.
Interesting call. Cardinals haven't mentioned much, actually. Yes, it's an interesting one.
Come on then, Dave, who you got?
Right, I've got AL. AL West. Astros. The Central. I've gone for White Sox as well. I don't know. I just fact that division's just unpredictable. And I think the White Sox are going to spring that surprise. I think the Indians are going to trip themselves up. And Twins... I don't know. It depends on the Twins start, but I've got a feeling the White Sox are going to make that next jump. The East, I've got Rays. Yep. I think the Rays are a juggernaut. I think the Rays are going to be... they're going to go far.
Looking at Jack's face. Hold on a minute. Jack's face, yeah.
Sorry, the Rays are a juggernaut?
I don't know if the Rays have ever been called a juggernaut before.
Wait. Jack, I know every year we have one of our bets. Jeez, and I'm happy to put money that the Rays get further than the Yankees this year.
Get further or win the division?
Further in the postseason.
I'll have that bet all day long, twice on Sunday. Easy.
Right, what are we saying? Is that another £10? Is that another £10, Jack?
Right. However much
I've won the last two.
However much?
£10 at the Rays. £10.
Easy. Easy money.
Right, well, that's done. That's a deal. I look forward to spending that. That's Christmas sorted. NL West, I've gone Dodgers. Yeah, I think they're going to walk it. The NL Central, I've gone Reds. I think the Reds are a young team. They're going to be a fun team to watch. Not as much pressure on them than the Cards and the Cubs. I think the Reds are going to, like the AL Central, going to spring a surprise and win that one. NL East, our last 2 years, after 60 games, we've topped the division. We're renowned fast starters. I think wild card's going to be the...
Come on, commit.
Through. AL, I think it's going to be the... I really haven't thought this through. Yankees are going to be wild card. Yeah, Rays are going to win that division. Yankees are going to be wild card. And NL wild card. Let's go Braves. I think the Braves are going to miss out to the Phillies. Nats aren't going to feature. Mets aren't going to feature. And the Marlins aren't. Well, in fact, I've got Marlins to finish third, ahead of the Nats and ahead of the Mets.
Jack, you didn't give your wild cards.
I'm going to go Rays in the AL. And yeah. I am going to go Cardinals in the NL.
I was on my NRL over the Cards. Yeah, Cards or Braves, I reckon. Trace, we didn't get yours. Have you thought about yours now?
I have. I'm going to go for Rays for the AL. And it's either the Mets or the Phillies in the NL.
The East is just going to be, it's going to be the toughest division, I think, in all of baseball. Like, absolutely. Anyway, you've got a mix of everybody. Marlins are going to upset a few. I think Marlins 60 games are actually going to be pretty dangerous. Yep. The World Series and the winners. What are you saying, Trace?
Yankees, Dodgers to win it.
Ooh. It is Dodgers time, surely. Jack, what are you saying?
The exact same as Tracy, but the other way around, Yanks win it.
Yeah. I'm surprised when Dodgers win.
Obviously.
George, your Astros going to be there?
I think there'll be no stopping the Dodgers until they run into the Astros.
Pete?
Absolutely the same as George.
Interesting. Tom?
I think it's time for a bit of Rocktober magic, isn't it? It's been 13 years. It's been 13 years. So we'll go for the Rockies to take on the Yankees and the underdogs. Nolan Arenado's going to hammer down that best third baseman of all time position with a few walk-off home runs in the World Series.
You're really positive for that, aren't you?
I thought Pete was drunk, but wow. That is a massive. I tell you what, if the Phillies didn't win it, I'd love for that to happen. I'd love an upset. And I quite like the Rockies. So, yeah, fair play, Nick.
Well, despite not actually predicting them to make the postseason, we're going to go Angels, World Series champions, beating the Cardinals with an Uncle Albert moonshot to win it all, game 7.
Okay. Right. I've gone Dodgers, Rays, and Dodgers to win it.
Interesting.
Jack's face.
I thought the Rays were a juggernaut. Surely they can't be losing.
Yeah.
Juggernaut cannot
be stopped. Yeah,
I did say they're a juggernaut, but the Dodgers are a.
You know, it's how it's backtracking now. There's money involved.
Yes, that's true. I can't see past it. This is the Dodgers' time. Surely that team is something else. I think like, they've got to do it. Surely
they won't do it. Not a chance.
Dodgers fans, we got to say about that one.
The mentality is not there.
Any more predictions out there, guys? Let's have the biggest surprises and upsets and wild predictions from you all. Tracy?
Biggest surprise is that there's going to be a complete season. And Acuna to get the 2020.
Ooh. That's interesting. That's a good shout. I like that one. Yeah, that's a good show. I like it. Jack,
yeah.
Upset surprises and wild predictions.
I don't know if you can really call this a wild prediction, but I don't see the Baltimore Orioles even winning double-figure games. I think they're going to only have single-figure wins. However, that's bold or out there. But
no, I like this stuff. It's good.
I don't see them even getting to 10 wins. I think it's going to be 6 or 7.
Love really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the Orioles just win 6 games?
10% of their games.
They got to play. They got to play a whole of the AL
and
the NL East, and they are awful.
Yeah, and but there's 7 wins coming against the Phillies. Well, most of them are coming against the Phillies. That'll just sum us up. Oh, I like it, George. Can you top that?
I was going to go for just win loss records, the best win loss record and the worst win loss record in the league this year. Was in overall, I'll go Dodgers with the best record, 40 wins, 20 losses, and I'm going to go for the worst record. I'm going to say Pirates. They're going to say 18 and 42.
18-42, the worst.
You think that the 18 is going to be the lowest, do you?
Yeah,
I think that's quite generous. What compared to the Orioles generous. And the yeah, Royals?
Think about the percentage. I mean, I mean, obviously, you're thinking of normally a larger sample size, but I just think you're not going to see someone win. I'd be very surprised to see someone win like 10% of games. That would be shocking. That would actually be really bad. That should be really tragic.
Yeah, they're tanking, and then there's just
being terrible.
I'm looking forward to this one, Pete. You must have some beauts here.
I have peaked too early on one of them. That is true. I do think the Braves are not in good shape. My wildest prediction is the 60 player pool will need to be extended. We'll end up with a 75 man pool. That's my prediction. Just because what we're seeing with the early testing, it's going to be right, and I think they're going to need to adjust. So my wildest prediction is they need more than 60. That then leads to, we will see NFL style, the Marlins' first pick in the first round. We will see him this year pitching in the majors. Max Meyer will pitch for the Marlins this year.
Tom, shocks, wild predictions, surprises, upsets, what you got?
Well, I think I've made my fair share of wild predictions already. Let's say that... NL in the NLCS, it's going to be the Rockies against the Dodgers, and Matt Kemp is going to come back and haunt the Dodgers and take them down, and he's going to be the NLCS MVP there, and do to the Dodgers what he's done to the Rockies over the years.
I bet you have some dreams, don't you?
that's all we've got as Rockies fans. We can only dream.
Oh, brilliant, Nick.
Okay, I've got two, but I have no idea if these are going to happen or not, or even if it's possible. I was going to say there's going to be more 2020 or so recent draft picks playing in the majors than any other year at this time. And secondly, there's going to be a top 10 player in MVP voting that gets done for PEDS. It's going to be a lot of drug abuse with the shortened season and the off season like this, and one of them's going to get caught.
I think the first one could be accurate, because I think a lot of teams that don't start well and sort of season are done pretty early on will just throw in the youngsters for batting reps more than anything else and experience. So I think that's quite a fair shout. I've gone for things like, I think the Dodgers are going to win 50 plus games.
Really?
I don't know about that, George. But that division is.
I think George, the face.
They've got the best third baseman of all time.
I think Tom would dispute that.
Yeah. I don't know. I see Dodgers winning.
Yeah, but over 50?
Right, 49.
I think he'd be playing against
49.
Well, how many games do they have to play against the Rockies? Because, you know, they're playing against the Rockies 7 times, and that's 7 losses there already. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
And then a couple more against the Astros, and that'll be it. I don't think the AL. I don't think the AL West can be that strong this year. So they're gonna. I think they'll win the majority, if not nearly all, their games, interleague games. I just can't see Dodgers being stopped. I think they're a bigger juggernaut than what the Rays are.
I don't think that's true.
You're throwing if they're playing the West tonight, aren't you, Dave?
If the Dodgers are playing the AL West as they are, I mean, the Athletics and the Astros can definitely take them on, and the Angels usually beat them. So. I don't think they're getting anywhere near what you think they're getting.
I've done one bet tonight.
Got any more predictions other than your mad Dodgers one?
Dave, give me an over under. Give me an over under. I'll take a bet on with you.
What, on Dodgers?
Yeah.
48.
What happened to 50?
We talked him down from 50 to 48.
48. I'm going out 48 over.
Take that bet.
I'll stick a tenner on that.
No, we didn't say tenner. We said £2.
So you've got more faith in the Rays than you have in the Dodgers winning 48 plus.
Well, they're both juggernauts, aren't they? So
both juggernauts. All right, and tenner on. Oh, Dodgers, do not let me down, for God's sake. So, all right, I'll go over it. Tenner that the Dodgers win 48 plus games.
Fantastic. Yep,
done.
Pete, you're a better man. That's a good bet for me, right?
Just as we're talking here, guys, I thought I'd better check to see what Vegas is saying on the over-unders. And they've got them pegged. Looks like at 38, I think.
What do they know?
Fantastic.
Rubbish. 38. I've got Phillies at 36.
Yeah. Really? I think the reality is, guys, like, this season, whatever we think we know about baseball, put it in the bin.
Which is very little anyway.
Embrace the chaos.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
I am. 48 wins. Dodgers.
I mean, maybe. But let's get the Rays juggernaut up there to 50 instead. That's more likely, I think.
So, guys, do we have any random things? Like, who's going to get the most plunks this season?
Yeah, I've got that, yeah. I think Bregman will take the most hit by pitch. Don't think he's not going to get beaned, but I think he'll probably end up with the most. And I'm going to say he's going to get hit 8 times in 60 games.
Okay.
But I think that we won't. The Astros won't be the team that gets hit the most. I'm just randomly. I sort of feel like the Reds get themselves in a lot of trouble. So I feel like
he's gone now, isn't
he? Yeah, I still feel like they're going to get themselves in trouble. I don't know. Every time I watch them, they seem to get in trouble. But yeah. So I think that the Reds will have the most hit by pitch. I don't know how many total wise, but
come on, George, give us a number.
Okay, let's go with. I've
lost money tonight.
Let's go with 22.
22.
So you're telling me that the Astros aren't going to get hit once a game?
Mate,
they're going to guarantee at least hit once a game. That's got to be 60.
I don't know. I was just looking at the original spring training. Obviously, that might not be an accurate indication, but we weren't even the team that got hit the most in spring training. I think it was the Cardinals. But I don't know.
They were just biding their time, waiting for the real thing.
I tell you what, if people want to give us free bases in a 60-game season, bring it on.
Keep saying, though.
They'll pay the price big time.
Anyone else got any picks for plunks?
No, I was going to go Astros. So
Astros.
What about player? What individual player?
It'd be either Altuve, Bregman, or Correa.
Altuve, one of the three. It'd be ridiculous if it's Altuve, but yeah, whatever.
I've got Altuve.
I would say Bregman over the because.
Say Bregman. Bregman would be with.
So then Correa's and he's even.
What did I say? How many times do you think the Astros are going to get plunked?
Let's go just the ones, just on opening day, and then everyone's going to forget about it. Just the ones.
George, how much...
First pitch of the season, and then everyone will forget about it.
I'm not sure about that.
I think it's going to be Altuve, just so people can try and hit his buzzer. Try and break it.
Come with some evidence, mate.
Well, we'll find it when he's plunked and we break it. Shattered all over the diamond.
Hey, got any prediction for plunks?
Well, I don't know. I mean, in the plunking game, the Marlins and Braves have had a fun nature as well there the past couple of years with the Acuna stuff. But it has to be Astro. I like Tom's shout, though. I think a stake will be put in the ground early doors, whoever's playing them. The reality is, it'll be automatic ejections, a bit like how it all played out with the Braves retaliating to the Marlins, and they just tossed the pitcher, and you can't afford to throw away your games. I guess everyone's in it at the start. So
now, all you do is you start a no-name, you call up a pitcher from the minors, get him to start, beam one of them, then bring Garrett Cole in.
I love how much you've been planning this.
So you have a starting pitcher rather than a closer.
You just have one of those openers, don't you? One of them stupid openers and just shove them in.
Don't even need that. If you want a no-name pitch, you can just use any of the Angel Stein rotations. So we're absolutely fine.
You said it. Any other random predictions, like who's going to get ejected first or fined for spitting?
tough one.
Yeah,
I think on opening day? I mean, yeah, going to be playing. Is it Nats Yankees? Is the rumor or?
Yeah, first game.
Yeah,
yeah. I think Brett Gardner could be ejected for smashing the dugout to pieces again. Lucky, like they threatened to do him last year, maybe. But I don't really know too many of these little odd predictions, and I haven't got many of them lined up, to be honest.
Or who might get done for a fight? Benches clearing.
You're not allowed to, though, are you?
Yeah, but they're not.
But then someone can still do it. That's why I'm saying the Reds will definitely get involved with something.
Yeah, the best thing is, we'll be able to hear, with no fans, we'll be able to hear every word they're saying as well.
That's exactly what Marley said in the last podcast. She said, you'll hear every back and forth between the dugouts. Every time someone comes up to bat that you've got a beef with and you start giving the verbal, you'll hear it, they'll hear it, and they won't mishear it. So,
why don't they do what the Premier League or what? Sky and that done play fake crowd noise, and
they'll turn the mics down or something.
Mics won't be there, but it'll be nice if that is the case. It'd be nice to hear some of the umpires' justified decisions, because obviously you don't hear that side of them. But imagine Angel Hernandez trying to justify something.
Mate,
hilarious.
Can you imagine?
I always know what they're saying on base to each other as well. They're always having a good chat.
Definitely, first base.
The runner gets to first and they're having a good laugh and chat. What are they talking about in the middle of a high-pressure game?
Well, speaking of first base, did you hear that Eric Young Jr., the Braves' first base coach, has opted not to be on the field this year?
I hadn't.
No, it's only one of many, I think. I know the Twins had a couple out there. Was there a pitching coach and
someone
else? And they're not allowed to be... They're not allowed to take part this season, effectively, because they're of a certain age where they're going, right, it's just
our pitching, no, our hitting coach this year, because he's 60+.
Well, we got Brent Strom, who's over 70, and we've got Dusty Baker, who's also over 70. So, if anything happened to either of them, that's a massive blow to us. So,
it's not really any different to Eric Young Jr.'s baseball career, though, is it? He wasn't on the field much then either.
Well, yeah.
Let's go to social media and see what everyone's had to say on social media. Rob from National UK, he has gone for the AL champs to be the Rays. Yes. Juggernaut. Yes, Rob.
Get well soon, Rob.
NL champs to be the Braves. Yeah, not so much. Cy Young NL to be Walker Buehler. I think, Pete, you had that one, didn't you, Walker Buehler?
I did. Shout.
AL, Gerrit Cole. NL MVP, Acuna. AL MVP, Rendon. I think a little bit of Nats bias in that one. And
could cause
an upset. Chicago White Sox. Yes. Went with that as well. Trace on Twitter. What do we have on Twitter?
We have from @WhiteSox_UK. Boring and obvious. They put World Series Yankees versus Dodgers. Cy Young, Cole and Buehler. And MVP, Trout and Bellinger. Outsiders, Braves versus Astros for World Series. Cy Young, Verlander and Strasburg, and MVP as Betts.
That's another shout for Betts, isn't it? It's two now.
Yeah. At Baseball Ninth blog has said that they've picked the Chicago White Sox to win the World Series, and White Sox _UK haven't even chosen them. Pete, you wanted to know about a projected blown slate save leader.
Well, I wasn't sure if Bob was going to be on this one. He loves a blown save. So, I mean, who closes for the Braves now? I don't even know.
I don't think
they know, do they?
I don't know. Let's just stick with Neris anyway.
I knew that was coming. I just knew that was coming.
At Baseball Chaz, what percentage chance do you think the MLB has of playing all 60 games?
12.
I think a very high. 100. I think it's going to take like a whole team for them to cancel it. The only thing that I will say they may do is have like a hub city for the playoffs, or a couple of hub cities, use neutral sites so they can, because obviously with the playoffs you're going to be less teams, so I think that's a possibility, but I think it's a very high likelihood that they are going to complete the season. I don't think they're unless it's a whole team, I think they're going to power through effectively.
Yeah, I think you, Jack. I think they'll get the season done, whatever it takes.
I'm not sure I agree, but we'll see.
Chaz Pete, also Tom. Asked...
What was that, Dave?
Hello, Pete. the percentage of the season getting finished.
Yeah, I think going back to the extended pool, I think they'll want to, if they're going to start, they'll want to finish. So they'll make it happen unless, yeah, things go really sideways and it has to be shut down. We'll see. I mean, COVID is not under control in the US, so anything could happen.
Yeah. A different ball game out there compared to
literally. Chaz also said he predicts UK Reds to win the NL Central and at TB Rays to overcome the odds and win the AL East.
Juggernaut!
Juggernaut! Juggernaut's in there, love it.
At Popfly 19626696, I predict a World Series between the at Brewers and at White Sox.
That rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Not so Juggernauts. Is that Twitter?
One more. At Glenn3025 wants to know what you think will happen if Blue Jays can't play in Canada because of not letting teams in.
Good question.
I think I read somewhere they're just going to play it there. They've got a mart. Is it there? One of their AAA? Is it AAA? Yeah, Buffalo. I think they'll probably end up playing there. I think that's
logical. Really, will they?
Was that Tom?
No one will miss them, really, will they? Just move on with 29 teams.
Wow, there's a lot of Blue Jays fans in the UK, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of Blue Jays fans.
That is Tom from the UK Rockies. That's Tom from the UK Rockies.
Twitter, yeah,
if you want to contribute his way.
The Blue Jays have quite a lot of young, exciting talent as well.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be good this year, but I think they might be an exciting team to watch.
They're the ones that I'm most, as an AL East, they're the ones I'm most worried about.
Yeah,
the Rays will, they're having their moment now, but I think inevitably they're going to tail off in the years to come with the lack of investment. But the Blue Jays are the ones, especially Vlad Guerrero, I can see him just causing me nightmares for years.
Yeah, I think the Jays are going to be the equivalent of the Marlins in the NL East to us. Just, I think they're going to be a bogey team to a lot of teams this year. They could sneak it. Yeah, 60 games, get on a streak. They take some wins off the Yankees and Rays early on. You never know. Confidence will be sky high. They got nothing like the Marlins. They got nothing to lose. Very young team. Could be fun to watch. But what happens? Yeah, I think the best shout is they go to Buffalo. I don't think it really matters because there's no fans involved. They ain't got to think about that. They can base themselves in Buffalo, I think, pretty easily in their bubble. Facebook, Omar says New York Yankees to win the World Series because of good pitching. Astros in the finals as well. We won't be able to have a Yankees Astros.
I think it means
that'd be fun to watch. Morgan Shank says Yankees to win. Oh, there's a lot of Yankees here. Altuve to be battling Bregman for the most hit by pitch in the league. We just covered that one. Yep. Mark Young says Rays to go all the way. Yes, Mark. Got money on it now. Oh. Chris Bates is the Kansas City Royals to play postseason baseball. A big hitting offense.
He's had a heavy weekend on the source.
Yeah, a few beers there, I think.
They've got Michael Franco, and Michael Franco is hot for the first month of baseball. Always has been.
But what about his wheelchair?
Yeah, where's the wheelchair? Where's the wheelchair at?
He took it with him. Mark Sneddon says in a reduced season, the Padres to spring a surprise. I haven't really touched on the Padres.
Nah, they could be good, but probably not.
You boys are going to see them a lot. Yankees, Astros, Angels, you're going to see Padres. Bit fearful, yeah, these boys. It. Young team again.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing them. Yeah, definitely. I don't really know that much about them at the moment, but yeah, looking forward to playing.
Mark Sneddon thinks they're going to go for a wild card. I can't see it. I cannot see it. Yeah, that West, I don't know. I think the Rockies will be second.
Rockies for the division, Padres wild card.
Sorry.
Here we go. It's true. The wild cards are so open in the National League because the East is so weak.
Are we forgetting about the Dodgers?
That was a big fish from Nick there.
Yeah.
Skillfully awarded by Dave.
Paul Swanick says season won't last 30 games. Oh, wow. Graham Nelson says I raise you the season won't even start.
Wow.
Killed oh, Graham.
That's a downbeat vibe.
Negative. Negative, Graham.
Negative, Graham. We don't like that.
Yeah.
Then you watch tomorrow. Season shut down. Nick Lumley says Rays, Padres, or another side without a World Series to win. Yes, Nick. He's with me. The Rays, they're a juggernaut.
That's never a good thing.
Some I'll guy called Pete Pratt says Braves to finish no higher than fourth in the NL East. So I like it, Pete. That's my
thought. Would have been embarrassing if he said something different on the pod.
Pete Pratt also says if I was a betting man, which I am, the Astros 13-2 is looking tempting. Pete, Astros 13-2 looking tempting. That's pretty good, actually. That's good odds.
Did you put your money on it, Pete?
I will do. Do you know what? The Astros, they're the team I think that benefits most from this. Just the no fans. Like, they were going to get rinsed. And all of a sudden, they don't have to deal with that.
Also, you've got to factor in the fact, with it being 60 games, Verlander's a bit, you know, it's quite long in the tooth. Same goes for Grinke as well. And McCullers coming off his Tommy John season out. So I think, So, I mean, this short season, hopefully, will mitigate the loss of Gerrit Cole somewhat and play to their strengths. So, yeah, I agree.
Love it. Love it. Guys, anything else to wrap it up with?
Not for me.
No, we're all predictioned out. I think we've got some all our predictions out there.
Yeah, enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Ray's being a juggernaut and all that.
Awesome. Guys, thank you very much. We'll be back to our normal pods again very soon, where we'll look at the build-ups to the new MLB season. We'll also cover Cleveland Indians, of course. A lot of news about the Cleveland Indians at the moment, changing their names. We'll also focus on the national domestic game as well and the new Women's Federation, a new national women's team, a new national women's league starting up. And we'll have that on the next pod as well as everything else going on and possibly some guests too. So, guys, thank you. Thank you for joining me, guys. Thank you for your time.
Thank
you. It's a lot of fun tonight.
Cheers, Dave.
And for everyone, please subscribe, follow at PTBNL and, of course, at UK Community and all our Twitter handles. At UK Mets Online, at Miami Marlins UK. Oh, here we go.
Oh, come on, Dave.
Tracy, where can we find you?
At UK Mets Online.
Jack?
At NY Yankees UK.
George?
At Astros Fans UK.
Tom?
At Rockies _ UK.
Pete?
At Miami Marlins _ UK.
Nick
at LA Angels UK,
and of course
and Dave,
and of course at UK Phillies, and of course UK at UK ML, at MLB UK Community. Please subscribe, guys, if you love what you've heard today. Spread the words. We are back. MLB is back, and we'll be with you again with another pod very shortly. Thank you for listening, guys. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.